Just before the election, I was at a high school, and most of the senior students, learners, were over 18, so they were going to vote in the election, except one young black man said no. I said, what? He said, no, I'm not going to vote. I said, okay, why? Why aren't you going to vote? He said, because we fought for freedom. All we got was democracy. And yet, what a celebration of freedom that has been for me the last 4 years. Travelling around South Africa with an AIDS awareness program, going to 480 schools, going to the young South Africans, and saying to them, laugh at your fear, don't let the fear kill you, because nobody needs to die of AIDS anymore. If you know what it is, confront it, be in charge of it, and know where it comes from. HIV comes when we come, okay? And I've been to 1 million kids in the last 4 years. Let me tell you that if we can keep our kids alive, we will have the greatest generation the world has ever seen, but we must keep them alive tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next night and the next day. We must talk to each other and talk to the children. The kids must talk to us and talk. For God's sake, talk, talk, talk. Don't wait for a politician to solve the problem. They don't. And if you expect a politician to save the lives of your children, you will lose your children. And people say to me, what's the point? This is a drop in the ocean. Yes, yes, it is a drop in the ocean. But that's all we have, is a drop. If each of us takes a drop, soon half the ocean is gone. And there I was at the Grahamstown Festival a few days ago, this extraordinary 30th National Arts Festival, and I saw the African Renaissance. It is a reality. Because there were so many young South Africans singing and dancing and acting and putting up posters and embracing the future and all the wonderful things that they can do in a democracy. And there were 6 young black people dancing in one corner, and suddenly the young black man saw me and he said, hey, it's Peter Dergase! Hey, Peter! Hello, Peter! Do you remember me? I said, help me? He said, 3 years ago, you came here to the Grahamstown Township with your AIDS program to my school. You spoke to us in the Bibi Zonani Hall. I said, oh my God, the Bibi Zonani Hall was so hot. He said, oh, Peter, it was so hot, you do remember. And I sat on the floor, right in front of you, and 3 times you looked at me and smiled at me. You must remember me. I said, of course I remember you. I said, how are you? He said, oh, Peter, look at me. I'm still alive.